Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Salty Sisters. I'm Kristen.
Hi, I'm Brianna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
Good.
Feels weird recording because Mark isn't up here with us. It feels like we're doing this like without our parents, like looking over our shoulders.
It's true. It's true.
Well, I have to like start off on a solemn note. Our friend Tyler, you know, he does like all of our rallies, texted me, I think it was Tuesday morning, and he was like, Killer's residency. It was Monday. Killer's residency in Vegas, like OMG. And I was like, first of all, I don't like when people
have Killer's news before you.
Yeah, which I will say to my credit, it was like 13 minutes and I wasn't awake yet. So hi. So the Killers are doing a residency in Vegas for 2 weeks in August. Starts the week of like August 13th, 14th, and then goes past whenever you clowns are on your cruise. And so, of course, this is like the one Killer show I get a pre-sale code for. And so I go on today and I'm like, how can I parlay my work meeting in August, like this Vegas trip? Fucking like sold out immediately. All the dates.
Oh, well, at least you don't have to try to figure out a way to get my dog's dog sat by somebody else.
Oh, no, no, no. Like I would have been back by the time you guys left.
Oh, got it.
But like, yeah. And I would be more disappointed, but we did just see them like 3 times in the past like 18 months and at First Ave. So it's fine. It's fine. I'm going to not be upset about it, but I am a little bit upset about it.
Yeah. Plus, we just saw them in Vegas a year ago.
I know. But they're going to do Hot Fuss the whole album.
Mm.
I know. 20 years. Where does the time go?
Oh, boy.
So I'm trying not to let that get me down.
Yeah. And I mean, Hot Fuss, while good, like...
No, don't even say it.
No, I mean, it's good. There's just, like, there's really good songs on it, but not the entire album is good.
Yeah.
You know.
I know.
I mean, it is pretty good.
I don't like...
Jenny was a friend of mine.
I know. Plus, like, deep cuts that they just, like, have never played live.
Mm.
I'm still hopeful. So, the general presale is Saturday. So, I'm still hoping, like, they'll release some. There's no way that 14 days of concert sold out in 5 minutes.
Like, that is super weird.
That's not Taylor Swift we're talking about. Like, no offense. The Killers
Plus,
are my
like,
favorite band.
I don't even know if they were fully sold out when we saw them in Vegas. Where is the residency?
Caesars. So when we saw them at T-Mobile Arena, which if they were back there, I would not go because I thought that venue really sucked sound-wise. But so yeah, there might still be hope. It was kind of cool. I could go Minneapolis to Vegas for like $130 on Sun Country.
Mm.
So I had all of these details worked out. And yeah, we'll see, you know?
Mm.
Mm. Oh. So that's my news for today.
Got it. My solemn news for today is that Phil left this morning. He's traveling for work. And as I was leaving, I was taking the dogs out, and he's like, be careful, it's really icy, and then he like drove away, and then I fell like on the way back, and I'm fine, everybody, don't worry, but I felt like my coat is basically like a down comforter, so it really padded my butt, and then my wrist, you know, it's fine. Charlie, my youngest, came and checked on me, but Olive, the elder, just was like, what the fuck?
Mommy, hurry up. Get up, mommy.
I'm cold.
Rigid bitch. Just
so
kidding.
Whatever.
Doesn't this make you, I mean, I know I fall more than anybody else out of the four of us, but doesn't this make you like nervous to get older and like fall?
I mean, like there was no slush or anything on the sidewalk, so I thought I could walk with confidence on this one area, and I was wrong. It was early. I was tired, you know?
I mean, I will say those Petoskey tax dollars, like our streets and majority of the sidewalks are like clear, but yeah, when it like melts a little overnight and then freezes, and then yeah,
right.
We went to the gym early this morning before work, which was nuts, and it was very slippery outside. So I understand. I'm very sorry that happened to you.
Thank you.
I haven't fallen yet this winter, so
knock on wood.
Time's a wasting.
Oh my god, nice. All right,
Chris is gonna lead this podcast because I'm unprepared.
All right. Things I'm clicking on. This is super random, but as you know from a couple weeks ago, I did a deep dive into my past life and like found some music by the band Disturbed that I was really missing in my life.
I do remember that, yep.
And I saw that this headline came up on my phone, and it's Disturbed lead singer Dave Draymond sends a strong message to Taylor Swift haters. Like, oh my god.
Excellent.
Like, what the fuck? So I obviously click on it. And basically, let's see, during a January 19th concert in Peoria, Illinois.
Holy shit, I've been to Peoria.
Nice.
Yeah.
So Draymond brought two dads and their 12-year-old daughters on stage for a special moment shared via TikTok. And he said, quote, so I take it that you came to a Disturbed concert as opposed to the Taylor Swift concert. means that your parents are raising you on rock and roll, he said to the girls. Hey, don't forget, Taylor Swift still kicks ass. And then some of the audience members booed, and Draymond proceeded to expertly scold the haters. And he said, you know what? I will stand up and applaud any pop artist that gets up on stage and sings live and plays the guitar live in front of a whole group of thousands of girls and guys and young fans, blah, blah, blah. Don't talk shit about Taylor Swift. She's for real, and she's making sure that an entire generation of new music fans understand what it means to actually play live. Good God. Do you think he said all this because he knew it would, like, get a lot of attention?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Like, who's ever heard anything from this lead singer of Disturbed in the last
If you would have dangled $5 million in front of me, I could have not named his first name. What was his first name?
Oh, God. I don't know. I already clicked off it. David, I think. God. David and, Draymond.
And also, Draymond Green. Also, when you told me that you're going down this nostalgic hole of Disturbed, I had to have you play songs for me because nothing popped into my head. Same now. I can't even remember it, even though I know there's...
Well, like, their most well-known song is, like, Down With The Sickness or something, which that wasn't one of the songs. Yeah, that wasn't one of the songs that I was into. Oh, God. And then moving on to, like, a completely different genre of music. Did you watch the J-Lo trailer for her new movie musical experience? Whatever this is.
Did I watch it? I mean, yes, but I was so confused. And I know Amanda Dobbins and Juliet Littman did like a deep dive kind of into it of like what the fuck it was. I thought it was a trailer for a movie that she was doing. And so I was very confused. And even now knowing that it's some sort of like music video type thing.
But like an hour long.
Yeah. I'm even more confused by it. And I thought it was so dumb. But like, I'm sure that there are fans of J-Lo and her music.
Right.
And people that are excited to see this. Are there?
I assume. I mean, I watched it in my mind, like, I would never fucking watch this thing. But then by the end of it, I'm like, I don't know. Fuck, maybe I'll watch it.
I mean, J-Lo's got some bangers. I'm Real, you know, Love Don't Cost a Thing. Is Ja Rule going to get up on stage with her and sing some of these songs?
He wasn't listed as one of the famous people.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. I still remember her first album and like, oh man, what was that first song? I know, you know it, I know it, but I can't think of it. Mm-hmm. And just remember being like, wow, really? And here we are, you know, like 20 something years later. And she's still,
she played a great Selena.
I feel like I'm that guy from Disturbed now, like doing all that I can to not say anything bad about Jennifer Lopez.
Right. But does she sing live? And does she actually play any instruments? So
does she even like, is she even a good singer? I will say that I thoroughly enjoyed when it was kind of like that documentary when her and Shakira did the halftime show. I thought that was really entertaining. And I think she's like a badass, but like she does bother me a lot as well.
Yeah.
So
very multifaceted.
Yeah. And I don't understand how she looks the way she does. It annoys me.
Yeah.
Jealousy annoys me because
she's really pretty.
She's like in her 50s. I don't understand it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she drinks alcohol and she probably has like, you know, home chefs and, you know, trainers and.
I mean, the original celebrity name masher, Bennifer.
It's true. Or just J-Lo in general.
Yeah, I know. What else can we say about Jennifer?
I know. Oh, and then cue the fucking eye roll. Derek Hough. Ugh.
Again, I'm not. I know. Is she going to say the algorithm again? How the fuck does this show up on your news?
It didn't. I Googled it, but they also talked about Derek. No, Derek Hough like, is in that trailer. He plays one of her husbands.
Oh, yes. Okay. Sorry. I thought we were off the J-Lo thing. But yes. Super weird. And I think that's the part of the trailer that like really threw me because I do remember seeing him like dance around. I'm like, is she going to be a Dancing with the Stars? So a lot of confusing things went through my mind.
Wait, what a get for Dancing with the Stars that would be.
What a get for Derek Hough.
Sure. Well, right. Talk about Mr. Irrelevant.
I mean.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to check my schedule, see what's going on.
He's a great dancer.
Why don't you go dance more with your sister? God, they're so weird. We'll just keep on the music train. A lot of festivals are getting announced. Bonnaroo, Coachella, and like, they're just pretty unimpressive to me right now, but I did see Coachella has No Doubt headlining, and that's kind of cool.
I saw on Instagram when they like did the Zoom with all four of them together, and they were going to like announce a show, and I did see that they were doing. I don't think that I saw that it was Coachella, but I saw that they were doing a festival. Have you ever been to a music festival?
Yes.
What one?
The Chicago one, Lollapalooza.
Okay.
Well, the headliners, like, The Killers were there, Pixies were there, memorable wise, like Tegan and Sarah were like super young and they were there and like it was so hot. One of them had like passed out right before going on stage. And so the other one came on, but then she couldn't, she's like, I just can't do this without like the other one. And yeah, I can't remember like off the top of my head everybody else that was there, but.
Would you go to a music festival now?
Well, this is my next like note. What was impressive to me, and I thought I had taken a snapshot of it. Oh, I did. Hold on. So I saw this today, this Bourbon and Beyond Festival that the National is going to be at.
Mm.
And like, this is quite the like headline. Like, so I'm just going to name people I like. So Dave Matthews Band, Neil Young, Beck, Matchbox 20.
Shut the fuck up.
The National, My Morning Jacket, The War on Drugs, The Beach Boys, Fleet Foxes, Maren Morris, The Head and the Heart, Melissa Etheridge. I mean, it goes on and on and on. That I would go to. It's where? In Louisville. But it's like, I think we have something going on that weekend. It's September 16th to the 22nd. It's Mom's birthday camping trip.
Balls. I still cannot believe that I've never seen Matchbox 20. I don't even want to talk about it. Matchbox 20 and Jimmy Eat World are like my two, just I have to see them before they die, basically.
Boy, does Jimmy Eat World like still exist as a band?
I think so. Not good, you know. So Jimmy Eat World is probably just one that'll never happen because it's not going to be what I want it to be, which is, you know, like 2004, 2005 Jimmy Eat World's, and right, that was 20 years ago. So, but Matchbox 20, I just, fuck. My hope is that, you know, because we did Summerfest 4 years ago. Four or five summers ago. And I would do that again in a heartbeat. Because, I mean, I know it's not really a music festival, but they always seem like they have a good, like, lineup of people. And so I'm hoping Matchbox 20 will be there 1 year. Maybe this summer. Who knows?
Right. Have they, do you know if they've announced?
I don't think so. Are you looking right now?
No. I want to know who was at my Lollapalooza.
I mean, I stand corrected. Sorry. It looks like Summerfest lineup has been announced. And so far, here's the headliners. Kane Brown, Motley Crue, Tyler Childers, S.G. Goodman. I don't even know. Keith Urban. Oh, like some of, I don't know. AJR, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh my God, what a fucking nightmare.
So I guess that I take back what I said. Maybe next year, Summerfest. Maybe next year.
So, okay, I just Googled who was at Coachella, Lollapalooza when I was there. So this would be 2005. So like the Bravery, the Black Keys, Pixies, Dashboard Confessional, Arcade Fire, The Killers.
So basically what you're saying is that festivals will never be the same for us because the people that are headlining those festivals now, like, we'll never have another lineup like that because those people have all like aged out.
Pretty much, probably. Yeah.
So we'd have to get into like...
You'd have to get into new music.
And have to like hardcore get into like some Billie Eilish and some, I don't even know.
And I bet The Killers, I feel like I've looked this up before, I bet that was their Hot Fuss tour.
Probably.
Like they probably sang a lot of the, most of the Hot Fuss
stuff. Yeah, Sam's Town wasn't until like 2006, so.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, let's move on. A couple other things I've been clicking on. Well, the Oscar nominations happened.
Oof.
I don't care. And I know this should be something I'm not clicking on, but I can't even believe it, so I keep clicking on this Barbie shit.
It's everywhere. And I don't even, like, can't remember the exact quote, but that this is just like, is the epitome the right word, like, of the Barbie movie, like how like crazy this is that Margot or Greta were not nominated.
Yeah, probably,
like, you know,
something
like,
I get what you're saying, like, this is the right point word, but, of the yeah. Barbie movie
and just like how fucked up it is. But I do appreciate that. I know a lot of people are saying a lot of things, but I do appreciate that it's coming like from Ryan Gosling and America Ferrera. I don't know, but like, okay, I'm gonna play devil's advocate. So it's great that they're saying something about it. But on the flip side, if you are like Ryan Gosling, has he ever been nominated for an Oscar before? I don't think so. I could be totally wrong. Fact,
I wonder if he was for La La Land.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I don't know if he was. I know he didn't win, but
you're probably right.
The other girl won.
But like, if you're America Ferrera and Ryan Gosling, like, this is such a big moment. It's a big moment for everybody. But like, now having this kind of like overshadowed, but you got to make the best of the situation and like, say like how disappointed it is, and they should have been nominated. They should have been nominated. I mean, Margot Robbie is the lead of that movie, basically.
But like, it's a Barbie movie. I don't think anybody should have been nominated. I don't think Ryan Gosling should have been nominated. I haven't seen the movie.
You should see it before you start throwing out all these.
And he did, like, Hillary Clinton tweeted about it today, or she threw it on Instagram. I'm like, come on, my girl, Hill. Like, you don't need to. This is just go. You don't need to.
Hey, man. I mean, if
don't
it's...
slum it.
And, like, if you're the Oscars, like, haven't you gone through enough backlash and, like, leaving certain people out or not, whatever the case is, Oscar snubs forever? Like, just nominate them. That way you don't have to fucking hear about it. I don't know.
Right.
But...
Oppenheimer and Poor Things got the most nods.
Did you finish Oppenheimer?
No. Phil and I started Oppenheimer. I will do this now. Instead of for things we watched, we made it through about an hour and 20 minutes of the 3-hour movie. It's good. It is a good lesson in history, but I'm just like, I found myself nodding off pretty early. Emily Blunt plays an extremely unlikable character. So it's really hard to see her as such an awful woman.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I told you and Mark and everybody, like, you see a lot of Florence Pugh's boobs. And like, it's fine, but like, they're just there all the time. Like, hello.
Yeah, we did have a big conversation about this and like shock factor, shock value, and TV shows and movies. Like, does it need it? Probably not.
Right.
It's fine.
Yeah. Shall I keep going
with Oscar nominations?
No, I'm done with that.
Oh yeah, thank God. I don't care about any more Oscar nominations.
Did you see that Northwest posted an unedited photo of Kim Kardashian? Do you care?
No, I did not see that. That would have been actually, I probably would have clicked on that had
I clicked it because I wanted to see it. And yeah, I, like, her skin is not smooth.
Weird.
Yeah.
I did see she's getting a lot of flack because she's like back in the Balenciaga.
Right.
I wish I had things to say about it, but God, I just don't fucking care about the Kardashians at all.
I think Balenciaga was Harvey Weinstein's wife's brand. Was it? Or no?
They got in like the hot water like a year or two ago because of like the weird dominatrix kid stuff.
Oh, was that one?
Yeah. I don't know that it's...
Oh, Marquesa was, sorry.
Oh.
Harvey Weinstein's wife was like the owner or whatever of Marquesa.
You said Harvey Weinstein right there and I thought you said Jeffrey Epstein. So I was like, I don't think that that's true.
No. So that's who I thought that was. But you're right. Balenciaga is the one who had the weird thing with the kids. And
like, super weird.
Jesus Christ.
Which I think she got a ton of shit for like being their brand ambassador. And then, like, did she ever step back? I'm not 100% sure, but now she's just, like, back. Kim K, like, not enough time has passed, you know? Isn't that, like, what her and Kourtney, like, got in a huge fight about? Something like that?
I don't know.
I will say, I did see a picture of Kylie today at the Paris
Fashion Week.
Yeah. And it does seem like she's removed some of the things from her face, which is nice. Maybe Timothée Chalamet is just a really good influence on her, besides
so
the cigarettes.
Oh, that's a total clickable thing for me right now is Kylie, all things Kylie Jenner. Like, she's so pretty. And I always will click on Kylie and Kendall Jenner things. So,
yeah, I appreciate that she, because I mean, fuck, how old is Kylie Jenner? Like 25 or something?
Something
like
crazy.
She's super young. She shouldn't have a bunch of fillers in her face. So I appreciate that. If that is the route she's taking, good for her.
Right. What are your thoughts on Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin?
Here's the thing. I don't give a fuck about either of those two.
Wow.
I know. And, like, I know Dumois, like, talks about them all the time. And, like, are they breaking up? Are they not breaking up? I don't not give a fuck about them in a mean way. I just, like...
They're not on your radar.
They're not on my radar. And, like, I think if there were more information about things, maybe they'd be more on my radar. But it's just this... It's always, like, the speculation and the rumors. And I honestly do feel really bad for Justin Bieber. I feel like he's super fucked up, like, mentally from his whole, like, career and this, like, life that he's lived. I feel like he just kind of, he reminds me of like a young Spencer Pratt, you know, with his like sweatpants and like baggy t-shirts. Like, he just wants to like live a normal life.
Right.
But I have no idea because nobody really knows anything.
Yeah.
So I'm sure him and Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber are really sick of having all of their names like intertwined with each other for probably forever.
Right.
I don't know. What are your thoughts?
There's two people I'll always click on, and I find the three of them to just this like triangle to be so intriguing. It's just always something that I find interesting.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, did you see Selena Gomez? You don't follow her on Instagram?
I do follow her on Instagram. I know. I had to go and look back because
she posted the photo of herself like from however many years ago. She's in a bikini and she's like, I'll never look like this again. I'm like, that's fine. And it takes a lot because her body has changed and she is tiny.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just saying it's changed from when she was like so young and it's a like empowering.
I can't even imagine how difficult isn't even the right word, but like how much fucking just like guts that takes to like just put it out there and face it versus like, you know, when I was in like my heavier era, baggy clothes, whatever, and like you hide, but mm-hmm. she is like out there. She's on the red carpets. She's like dressing in all these like cool, fun like dresses. But yeah, her body has definitely changed. And I think what like I support her on like in this whole thing right now is that she had a fucking kidney transplant. Mm. Like she has lupus. Like she's not just like a celebrity whose like weight just like fluctuates because of whatever the case is. It's not just her getting older. Like she had a fucking organ put into her body after hers like was done working. It's so crazy. And like I can't even imagine having like a health issue like that that makes your weight fluctuate so much. Just the toll that would take on my mental health. And so fucking like Selena Gomez, like good for you.
Yeah. You don't even really like her that much.
I don't, no. But nice. I do like applaud this because we can all do that. We can all look at pictures of us when we were 16, 17 years old when we all thought we were fat. And yeah.
Yep. Do you want to talk about football?
Oh, football. Yeah. I listened to the Heights podcast today.
Nice.
Speaking of football, I thoroughly enjoyed both of the games. All four of the games. I thoroughly enjoyed both of the games that I had a vested interest in, but all of the games were like pretty decent.
Yeah.
Besides the Ravens.
Yeah. Ravens won. Wasn't even really that good of a game.
No.
Green Bay almost pulled it out over San Francisco. It was theirs to win or is theirs to lose. I mean, they had it.
I'm glad that the 49ers won. It was a nail biter. And here's like, if the 49ers would have lost, well, it would have like, I would have felt bad. Brock Purdy is so young and he is going to do great things with his football career, I would imagine. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
I honestly hope it's a 49ers Chiefs Super Bowl. That would be so great.
Well, that would mean the Lions didn't advance and I have to support the Lions as a Michigander and you should too.
Right. And like same thing I've told Phil and all of us is that this weekend on Sunday, the 49ers and the Lions, I will be happy with either outcome.
Yeah.
Because yes, we are now Lions fans by proxy. I will say when we left the coffee shop the other day and had to, like, we're able to give a go Lions to one of our neighbors, it was, like, cool. Not, like, a fucking, like, school. You know, people are passionate about the Lions.
For
unlike
sure.
the Vikings. So yeah. It's fun to, like, be on this. I don't want to call it a bandwagon because, like, I don't feel like I'm on the bandwagon. I'm just live here. But it's super fun to have more than, like, one team to root for.
For sure. Yeah. The Kansas City Bills game is wild. Like, I feel such sadness for the Bills fans. I mean, this is just like every year when the Patriots had to play the Colts, when Peyton Manning was with the Colts, and mm-hmm. they had one Super Bowl win, but the Patriots just beat them every fucking time. And like, oh, they were crying. This poor field goal kicker, he had to like delete his social media. You know, Tyler Bass, you're fine.
And like, did he miss the kick? Yes. But while I'm sure that is very heavy on his shoulders, there were multiple opportunities to score a touchdown, like for both teams. Like both teams had a lot of trouble really sealing that deal with that game. But while, of course, it fell to him, which it usually does, fuck, man, you know?
Yeah.
Shit happens. But yeah, terrible. It must be really great being the kicker until it's not when shit like that happens.
Right. You're the hero, then you're the zero.
Yeah, like you're not just losing a football Sunday, you're out of the playoffs and you've lost your chance at a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, yikes.
Jason Kelce and his wife, Kylie, met Taylor Swift and hung out with her. His parents were there as well. And he basically tailgated with the Bills fans and then was in his box or whatever and ripped his shirt off. He jumped into the crowd, picked up a little girl so she could say hi to Taylor, and stole the show. He seems like a great fucking time.
Like, so on his podcast today, he was, I don't know when this was, but he was talking about a recent McDonald's run he went on and, like, gave the girl in the drive through like, a signed Eagles jersey. And, like, he talked about McDonald's for so long about how just, like,
gross.
He only likes the breakfast. He doesn't do value meals. Like, he was expecting iced coffee and it was a Coke and he doesn't order a soda, but like it was so great. It was really fucking funny. I encourage you to listen to it. But yeah, he seems like a great fucking hang. I wish I was there tailgating with Jason Kelce. Are you serious?
For sure.
He just seems like a completely normal human being.
Yes.
And he had nothing but great, him and Travis both had nothing but like great things to say about Bill's Mafia.
Yeah.
Which Travis didn't say any, he said, there was definitely some like heckling, but he didn't want to say anything people said because that's why they're saying it. But yeah, they said it was just a really fun crowd. And
yeah, I think that's probably just such a fun environment to play in when like you win against the home crowd. And like, it's those two teams are just, yeah.
I will relate this to the Patriots Chiefs playoff game that I wasn't able to attend in 2018, doesn't matter. When the Patriots beat the Chiefs on their home turf, and imagine being in that crowd and how much fun that would have been. And how do you feel if you're Taylor Swift, like kind of not being outshined, but finally like somebody else to like kind of take the spot for a bit?
For sure.
You know?
They were talking about when he was at the Super Bowl parade when he won it, when Nick Foles was the quarterback, and he was super drunk, and somebody had like asked him how many beers he had, and he said like north of 20. So just all in all, man, great time.
He said something about how he thinks he got so drunk because whatever it was, tailgating or at wherever they were, he was drinking a certain type of beer and then was switched to his old trusty of Miller Lite. So he just thinks mixing the two beers together was really...
Was it just like Labatt or something?
Did it in? I think it was Labatt. That sounds familiar.
Not that heavy of a beer. It's not like he's drinking a fucking Surly, you know?
And I just, again, I can't wrap my head around the fact that he's 36 years old.
That's crazy.
So yeah.
So yeah, it is Wednesday today. This coming weekend, we have the championship round and it is going to be a nail biter. Also, the same day it's Phil's birthday. So that's really exciting.
It's Charles's birthday.
Charlie's birthday is Monday.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know that they need two separate birthday celebrations, but yeah, it's gonna be a real exciting weekend.
It is. Do you have anything you're not clicking on, by the way?
I didn't mean to not click on this, but I did see Jason Priestley was on Shannon Doherty's podcast.
Oh yeah, I want to listen.
And I saw the snippet on Instagram, and it was something about how, like, she kind of wished he would have like stood up for her more when like the whole cast was against her or something. It was a really awkward clip to watch and I wanted to listen to it, but I just did not have enough time today. But I want to get in on that podcast is what I'm saying. So yeah, that was an unclickable, but kind of not on purpose.
Got it. I've been seeing a lot of press about TJ Holmes and Amy Robichaud, the GMA hosts.
Right.
And I don't give a fuck about those two.
Yeah.
They could just go away and I would never think about them again.
Except the fact that she's married to Andrew Hsu, who I feel like is only famous for Melrose Place.
And he's Elizabeth Shue's brother. You know, the saint?
Yeah. Is that clout, do you think?
Or... I don't know. I'm just letting you know. Comes from a famous family.
Thanks.
Also not clicking on the fact that Reese Witherspoon ate snow.
Oh my fucking God. Sorry. I just blocked that so far out of my brain as an unclickable. God, what could make you click on a Reese Witherspoon article?
Well, I do stop sometimes because I follow her on Instagram when she's like FaceTiming with her mom because I think her mom's kind of funny.
Never seen that. I also follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, like it's just her, you know, her mom was talking one time about the Golden Bachelor and like who she was rooting for. It was just cute. They're cute. But yeah, you know, I go back and forth with Reese Witherspoon. Like,
yeah,
she's got a lot of good book picks.
I wish that you had talked last week about the Jax interview. Wait, was that privately that we talked about?
Oh, Jax? No, it was on the pod.
Okay. I actually went back and listened to the Jax interview on the Spidey podcast, and I applaud you for finishing that. It was painful, and it makes me, like, all of the, like, maybe excitement I had about him coming back to Vanderpump or, like, being on their spinoff or whatever completely dissipated after listening to that podcast because he is the exact, I'll tell you what. Mark's not happy about this, but I just restarted Vanderpump again because, like, what the fuck else am I going to watch when we're cooking in the kitchen? And I'm on season two. He's the same fucking person. He's exactly the same.
Yeah.
And God, he's annoying. In case nobody knows this, he has a kid now. So cool. Yeah.
For sure. It was, like I said last week, unfucking hinged. Rachel goes rogue this week. Hard pass. Done. Like, I didn't even listen. I looked at what it was about. And she talks to a psychiatrist about why she, like, smiles and laughs nervously, like when she's talking about something serious. And so this is when I say goodbye to the Raquel Rachel podcast. And, you know, maybe I'll go back one day, but.
Well, you did. Whenever I stopped over your house, you had just were finishing the last episode of season 10 or the like bonus reunion footage, right?
Yeah.
Where she like talks about the, yeah.
Yeah.
God. And you know, like what sucks is that. So we are under a week now until the premiere of Vanderpump.
Yes.
So this podcast, this episode will come out on the premiere day of Vanderpump.
Yeah.
So I know it's all going to kind of like bubble up to the surface again with Raquel. And maybe I will go back and listen. But I did see her new episode was out. And I mean, I was going to listen to it. And I probably still will. Just, you know.
Report back.
Yeah. Just so I can report back. It's all for you guys. But yeah. I mean, this is amazing. What is this, her fourth episode? And everybody, it's just probably going to start trickling off.
Third episode.
God, is it only the third episode?
It is, yeah.
Woof.
I listened to Disrespectfully with Katie and Dana, their second episode. And I'm glad I listened the whole way through because I was kind of bored at first. But then it got better and better as it went on. And I'm definitely like excited to listen to the next one because I saw the sizzle reel on Instagram.
Do you want to explain to our listeners what a sizzle reel is?
Sizzle.
Oh, sizzle?
Yeah.
Oh, sizzle. What a sizzle reel is?
It's exactly how it sounds. It's just like hot takes from their most recent podcast. I learned that terminology this week.
We might start doing that with our podcast.
For sure.
Just have to wait and see. Find out. Okay, before we talk about more podcasts, I do want to say I listened to the Crystal Hefner interview on the Spidey podcast today. First of all, I think Heidi and Spencer do a really good job on their podcast.
Let's take a moment with that. Yeah. I love those two. They are so good. They seem to do their research and like give these people fame. Like, I love them.
That's all they want.
They're so fucking unapologetically themselves. Like, to like where it makes me want to be myself more. Like,
yeah.
They want to be famous. They want more money. They seem like really good parents.
Yeah.
They drink a lot of wine. Like, I don't know, man. He tries to gain weight so he can also get the hydroxy cut deal. Like, it's amazing.
And I'm like, I love that it's on The Ringer.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Bill Simmons, thanks for just really throwing him a bone.
Right.
Yeah. Like, if you would have told me in 2005 that these two clowns were going to be relevant still today, everybody hated them on The Hills, right? Like, you had to. But hey, their whole interview with Crystal, I mean, especially with, like, Hugh Hefner, and then was it Dr. Phil? Is that his name? Dr. Phil? He's like, oh, yeah, he made this much money, or he's worth this much money. Like, the amount of knowledge that, at least for sure, Spencer has, I'm just like, how much money people have or how much they made off this is just, like, amazing.
For sure.
And I do, like, you're right. They seem to have read her book. They seem to have read the Situations book when they interviewed him a couple weeks ago. I really enjoy their podcast. I find myself laughing multiple times.
Yeah.
And they seem just like really genuine.
Yeah. I bet like too, like if you fucking like DM that to them or whatever in the comments, they would totally like thumbs up that or like they just seem like those kind of people.
Maybe I'll message them and see if they want to just a guest cameo.
Fuck yeah.
Here's $55.
We will not pay you.
But I did find that interview really interesting. I don't know anything about Crystal Hefner except that, you know, she was married to Hugh Hefner.
Mm-hmm.
I think I say this about every memoir that we talk about, but I would totally read that book.
Yeah.
It just seems scandalous and really good. And she's 37.
Crazy.
Yeah. He's been dead. He died in 2017.
Okay. So, I had no idea.
I mean, eight, six, 7 years ago.
Right.
Fucking nuts. And just like, they were saying on the pod too about how this younger generation, like most of them don't even know who Hugh Hefner is or like the Playboy legacy. It's right. Just crazy.
Yeah. The fact that like now there's like, there will never be anything like that again because of like OnlyFans and shit like that.
Yeah.
FYI, like when Heidi said she was offered $500,000 to do a second Playboy boy cover and to show her nipples, I can't, like, I have so much respect that she didn't.
Weird, like, right? That she didn't.
Well, not weird because she's like, I think she's kind of like, she seems like religious. Like she does talk about God and stuff. And
yeah.
Like she seems to like have that hard stop in her head. Like,
yes. But like at the time, because this was like right after all of her crazy surgeries, like
yeah.
I was very surprised that she didn't do it. But yeah, same. Like Crystal had mentioned that too. Like she was like, thought that was like a really like
boss bitch move.
Boss bitch, bad bitch move. Yeah.
The only other podcast I listened to is Jason Tardik's, which I don't think I'll ever listen to his again unless he has a good guest on. And Nick Viall was on there. And we've had a lot of Nick Viall talk, you and I.
We sure have.
But he's really just been
hustling.
And he did not pay Gypsy Rose anything to come on his podcast, which I thought was crazy.
I respect that.
Yeah.
Huh.
He said it took him like 8 months to finally like make like $25,000 on his podcast total. And then
it exploded.
Yeah. So
this isn't really the same thing, but Mark does a lot of like YouTube, like watches a lot of YouTube stuff.
Yeah.
And he will tell me like how much money that these fucking people on YouTube make. And it is disgusting.
Yeah.
Mostly because I feel like the majority of them are in their 20s and making like millions of dollars. It's hard for me to wrap my head around like this world right now where like you can have a podcast and make so much money. You can I don't even remember what these fucking people were doing. Like, you can play video games on YouTube and make $1 million. Like, it just blows my mind.
Right. But I don't think, I almost feel like it's easier. Like, I think podcasts are really hard to make money off, and it takes, like, quite a long time.
For sure.
But
maybe we just need to start a YouTube channel.
Mabes. Are you watching anything new, or are you just same old?
I'm not watching anything new. I'm still sad about Summer I Turned Pretty being over. I talked about it at work. Like, I can't seem to stop talking about that show.
And season 3 will happen?
I think it is happening. I just don't know when. Got I meant to Google it.
I started the American Nightmare documentary.
Damn, you're going to say The Americans?
No. You said you watched the first episode.
Oh, that's
of this.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I had to turn off Lala's podcast today because they started talking about it. It's crazy, man.
Okay. I promise that I will rewatch that first episode.
Yeah.
Because I was not paying attention at all.
You watch it, and then we'll talk about it next week.
Okay. Because I know, people are, comparing it to Gone Girl and, all this stuff.
Right.
So, okay, cool. I will. Right. Next week, promise. Hard deadline.
Next week, we're going to have a lot to talk about, TV recapping-wise. I think we're going to get a little bit more into that with, Vanderpump starting.
Yes. So, yeah. The Vanderpump episodes work out in our favor, unlike Survivor. So, we'll be able to...
When our podcast comes on Tuesday, we'll have been talking about the week prior's episode. So that night there will be a new one.
Yeah.
So it'll be fresh in y'all's minds.
Fresh. Unlike Survivor, where we're always a week behind, basically. Right. But yeah, this is exciting. So Vanderpump starts today when you're listening to this. Survivor starts in a couple weeks. Abbott comes back soon. I think I mentioned this already, but I am going to go back and not watch every episode of Grey's from the last half of season 35 or whatever it was just on, but I'm gonna spot watch it just so I can be in the know what's going on, because I'm gonna stick with it.
Nice.
You know,
congrats on that.
Thanks so much. It's gonna be a real feat.
I think I'm two seasons behind. We'll see. Yeah.
But yeah, no new TV here. I will say I'm maybe mid to almost all the way done with season 2 of The Americans, and just how much stuff I've forgotten about that happened in that show. It's such a good fucking show. It's intense. It's a really good gym show.
I will say with Billions, it seems like season 2 is in a bit of a sophomore slump, but obviously we're sticking with it. But there's just a lot of eye rolling stuff and a lot of weird, Mark Cuban was just on one of the episodes. I think the owner of the Giants was on one. So now it's clear the show was really popular.
Yeah.
But anyways, I think that's kind of it.
Yeah, it's hard. We're recording early this week. I can say this now because we'll be back by the time. But Mark and I fly out early tomorrow morning to go back to Minneapolis for 36 hours. I've seen Harry Potter with the Webbers, which we've done every year. So that'll be really exciting. And then I'm back. I'm focused. I'll have really good notes next week. And we'll have a lot of stuff to talk about, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. Thanks for sticking with us, guys. As always, Salty Sisters on Instagram. You know where to find us. And we'll be back with you next Tuesday. Vanderpump!
Woo! Hello. I don't know what that was. Bye.
Bye.